May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be always acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen.
Amen.
In his work, The Stable, Morton Kelsey writes, I myself am very glad that the divine child was born in a stable, because my soul is very much like a stable, filled with strange, unsatisfied longings, with guilt and animal-like impulses, tormented by anxiety, inadequacy, and pain. He writes, if the Holy One could be born in such a place, that one can be born in me also. I am not excluded. The 14th chapter of the Gospel of Luke finds Jesus placed squarely in the midst of the Pharisees and other very prestigious people at some kind of reception. And he is there telling them what true life in the kingdom is like, and as such, what community is all about. Christ essentially proclaims that kingdom living is found in humbling oneself before others and before God. But when you are invited, go and sit down in the lowest place, so that when the host comes, he may say to you, friend, move up higher. For all who exalt themselves will be humbled, and those who humble themselves will be exalted. The Christ who was born in a stable speaks of humility. How many times as a child or as the parent of a child have you heard the question, am I better than he is? Am I better than she is? Or if you've had more than one children, I'm your favorite, right? All three of my children claim that someone else is the favorite. Is anybody greater than we are? Perhaps Jesus takes the opportunity to use the parable as a springboard for a discussion about the nature of being in the community of God, the nature of Christ-like humility, something that we all strive for, hopefully, but we never reach. The church is still a sinful institution, a Benedictine monk wrote to me when I was struggling over whether or not to join a church. How could it be otherwise, he asked, and I was startled, wrote Kathleen Norris, into a recognition of simple truth. The church is like the incarnation itself, she writes, a shaky proposition. It is a human institution full of ordinary people, sinners like me who say and do cruel and stupid things, but it is also a divinely inspired institution, full of good purpose, which partakes of a unity far greater than the sum of its parts. She concludes that it is why it is called the body of Christ. The body of Christ. First and foremost, Christ called the people the people that he was around, even in that reception, the Pharisees. He called them into community and then sought to define what community should be about, how it should look, and what it meant to be a member of that community. Earlier, he claims, in community, if one Christian sins against another, it is the one who has been offended that imitates Christ and seeks reconciliation in private. It's as if the hourglass has been turned upside down. It is the offended one that initiates reconciliation. So if you are one that, when offended, waits to hear from the offender, Christ is saying that in the church, you are to be the proactive one. The church initiates reconciliation. We are to be such initiators. And in today's gospel, Jesus says the church is the place where we do not seek the place of honor, but rather offer it to another. If you were here last Sunday for confirmation, packed church, 8 were confirmed, 1 person received, and our new bishop, Doug Hahn, was presiding. And what was amazing to me in all of my years of working with bishops, there was some kind of unique humility about him. I asked him before the service, I said, "Bishop, do you want me to have your chair?" Even though I sit in that chair, the rectors in most churches sit in the chair when the bishop's not here. It is the bishop's chair. And I wanted to know whether he wanted it placed out in the center where every other bishop I've ever worked for wanted it, so that when the confirmants come forward, they kneel before the bishop to be confirmed. And Bishop Hahn said to me, he said, "Philip, I just want to be down with the confirmants right here and have them gather around me, and I'll ask them the questions, and if you would just hold my book, is that okay?" "Yes, Bishop, that would be fine." "And I will confirm them right here." Now, if Bishop Hahn was here, I think he would be embarrassed. But I have to say that it really struck me in a way that I have never been struck before. I was talking with a parishioner about the very old days in the church, and some of you may remember this. Not only were you slapped by the bishop, like that, going way back, he used to kiss the bishop's ring. I am certainly glad we don't do that anymore. Sort of like the Godfather, you know? But that humility to me that Bishop Hahn showed the whole day he was here was that of Jesus Christ. That Christ is saying that we humble ourselves to be exalted in the kingdom of heaven. Jesus also said that the church is a place of listening. So if you are one that is always waiting to speak while another is speaking, Christ is saying that in the church we first listen. We listen to the other. And Jesus also said that there is an undeniable relationship between the church community and heaven itself. What happens in the church becomes, if you will, the activity of the kingdom of God. The church and the kingdom of heaven are intrinsically linked. That is what Jesus is saying to his listeners in the story today, that if you exalt yourself here, I promise you, you will be humbled in the kingdom of heaven. But if you humble yourself in this life, God will exalt you in the kingdom of heaven. And then finally, what we all know to be so beautiful, that when two or three of the church are gathered together, and when we today are gathered together, Jesus Christ is among us. The question for me as I read this story that bubbles just beneath the surface of Christ's teaching in this gospel is, are we who we claim to be in the community of faith? Are we the church or not? I believe that God is calling us to a new day at St. John's. This is a holiday weekend. Many are traveling. It is Labor Day weekend, and next Sunday we move into our fall program. But our mere presence today witnesses to a deep desire that we share to be faithful to God through humility and this community of faith. In the final analysis, our community of faith has been called to be a place where all may participate in ministry and grow in a more profound relationship with God through His Son, Jesus Christ, especially through our modeling humility and service. In today's gospel, Christ asks, are you in this community of God, the church, or not? Priest and theologian Henry Nouwen wrote, the community of faith offers the protective boundaries within which we can listen to our deepest longings, to find our God to whom they point. In the community of faith, we can listen to all these longings and find the courage to confront them in order to discern God's presence in their midst. He writes, the basis of the Christian community is not the family tie or social or economic equality or shared oppression or complaint or mutual attraction, but the divine call. May we respond to the divine call in this community of faith today. Jesus said, for where two or three are gathered in my name, I am there among them. Let us humble ourselves before God and give thanks for Jesus Christ, who is now in our midst. Amen.